Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Jane Speaks podcast. Welcome to another episode. Yes, today's episode is going to be different. I mean, if you listened last week and you're expecting to hear the concluding part of last week's topic, I do apologize. I will be sharing that next week because I really wanted to share this one today. I really wanted you guys to hear about this today. And I believe it's for someone. This is for someone right now. So it just needed, it was heavy. Well, I don't know if it was heavy. I just needed to share this with you guys today. Okay. I hope you can understand. And yeah, but this is going to be a good one. I just wanted to just, you know, I received a message. Is it a message? But I have been studying the book of Acts. And I finished the book of Acts. And, this is not the first time I'm reading. Not that they always say the word of God is new every day. And even when I was reading it, I was just remembering when I was first introduced to the book of Acts. I was back in secondary school. I used to have a teacher back then that taught us Bible knowledge. And I used to, amongst the many people, I think like 90% of the class back then never used to listen to this guy when he's talking, but I always paid attention. And when I was reading the book again recently, I just kept remembering that man. I can't remember his name now. It came to me now, but I can't remember his name. But as I was reading the book again, I just kept remembering him. I kept remembering the stories he was telling us back then about the story of Paul, his journey, and so many things. And reading the book again, so this was way back in secondary school, and that was many, many years ago we're talking about. I mean, obviously, I read the book of Acts here and there, you know, when we go to church or when you just read random chapters and things like that, but I've never actually followed it. Ever since I was in secondary school, I've never actually followed, you know, Paul's story again and the journey and everything. Wow, it's very, very relatable, and there are so many things that I could relate to his stories. And I'm gonna try and just share with you in a nutshell, basically. But I think you need to read it because it's just timely. I don't know, the spirit led me to read to start studying that book, and it was just timely. God knows what he's doing. Let me just tell you that when God places something in your heart, in your mind, just do it. Honestly, just do it. He knows what he's doing. Obedience is just key. It may not make sense to you, and that's something I have learned as well. It may not make any sense to you, be thinking, what's the point? And even sometimes when you actually do it, sometimes you may not even see anything, but trust me, it's coming. It will make sense in the end when the right time comes. It will definitely make sense. God is just wow. Honestly, we cannot comprehend our God. We can't. Even when we think we got it, you just realize, oh, you don't got it, girl. Like God, the way God does his thing is just oh my God, wow. It's just amazing. Anyways, so I want to refer you to I'm just gonna pick out certain verses, certain, you know, places in that book of Acts to just kind of actually tell you how relatable his story was. I mean, many of us, if we are Christians and we are very familiar with the Bible, we know the story of Paul. He was the one persecuting the Jews, the Christians at the time, and he was a Jew, you know. And at the time, he felt like he was doing the right thing, you know, because those quote-unquote Christians were not following the Jewish law or whatever it is. And he was very proud of what he was doing. And, you know, until God handled him, you know, he was even there when Stephen was killed. And, you know, and until God grabbed him and said, no, you're mine now. And that's, first of all, that's God's love. That's just amazing. You know, God did not look at his... You know, he even said, you are the one that, when the light shone on his way to Damascus and he fell and he said, who are you, Lord, or something like that, Paul said. God said, I am the one you have been persecuting. Imagine, God did not say, oh, because you have been persecuting me, that's the end of it. You know, God in his own infinite mercy said, I am the one that you have been persecuting, but you know what? I got you. You are mine now. I have chosen you to do my work. Like, wow. Just wow. Irrespective of what he has done. Just wow. And so that's that part, you know. I'm gonna probably try and go into the world, into the Bible a little bit, just so I can point out some certain verses that I want to share with us. So that's like the beginning of the old story, I mean, as we know it. And then there's another part that actually, so obviously he started his work and he was doing this, and then obviously, you know, there are many places that he would go to and they do not accept him, you know. They will not accept him. They were like, he's talking rubbish, he's talking this, he's talking that. And then there are other places where he will go to as well, and they will accept him with everything. There was a part where he was saying, they even called him God. They thought it was God, and he had to like correct him that, no, I am not a God, I'm not being just like you. This was with him and with Paul and Barnabas, with him, he was him and Barnabas or Silas or one of them at the time. It was Barnabas first. Okay, so yeah, so there was all of that, and then there was the one where obviously him and Barnabas had to split, and that was interesting because very relatable. There was an issue. Making me laugh because there was an issue. Now there is this person called, now if I mean be wrong, let me just find out the name. I think it was Mark, yes, it was Mark or John, Mark, John or John, but it was Mark. So when Paul and Barnabas had to split, we don't really understood what happened. Basically, Paul wanted to go back to the place they have been before, but Barnabas wanted to take John or Mark along with him, and Paul was like, no. No, why? Because of his history. Because he felt like Mark is not, like, is not devoted, is not consistent, you know, is that quits easily, which is understandable. I can understand why Paul would want to, you know, say that, because he's someone that, you know, quits easily. But Barnabas was bent on, you know what, he was bent on taking John with him or Mark with him, and because of that they had to split. Like, wow. And you know, this is so, I don't know, when you think about it, it's so relatable. Because, but this, you know, think about it, this person has been someone you have been doing the journey all along. You've been going out all over, you know, even when God, you know, they were praying, and God says, separate me, Paul and Barnabas. Remember? And then, so you think, yes, they were meant to, they are ride and die for life. And then for someone, just simple, because Barnabas now says, no, I want to take someone with me, and Paul says no. And they say, okay, fine, let's go our separate ways. I just feel like, okay. And that's actually what happens in our day and age. You know, this definitely still happens. You will see people, you will think, you know, these people will come along your way, or you've actually been in ministry or been together in business, you've been coming along for a long time, and then all of a sudden there's something that just comes along the way. Usually it's somebody, you know, we've noticed, it's usually someone, it involves somebody, it's someone else, and then that person comes along, and that is it. That, you know, one way or the other, they just split. And it's just so how easy and how quickly such things happen. And you know, sometimes you think, okay, so when I read this, actually I thought, okay, was that how God wanted it? Is this how it was supposed to be? Maybe, I don't know, but it happened. But they split, and you know, it might be a sad thing, but I guess, you know, I just remember my pastor preaching one time that there's grace. So in that occasion, but according to what he has told us and what he preached about, that the grace there has expired. So now, ever since I listened, when I heard that preaching, I realized that even though I also used to feel somehow, when you feel like, okay, this person, you've been doing this for a long time, maybe a friend, it could be friendship, it could be anything, you know, you've been in the ministry, you've been in the business or whatever for a long time, and then all of a sudden someone just comes, it could just be a tiny issue, just a matter of, oh no, I want this person with me, no, I don't want this person with me, and that's it. That was exactly what happened, and that's the end of an era for them, just like that. And they all went their own separate ways, and you're like, okay, is that a good thing, is that a bad thing? I don't know, maybe it was meant to be. And when I used to think about when these things happen, I used to think, well, I guess it was meant to be, but it just, in a way, it never really settles with me. I'm just like, oh, we've come a long way. They've come a long way. Why? But you know, I just felt like, you know what, that's how it's supposed to be. But I still feel somehow. But after listening to my pastor's preaching about, you know, grace, there's something called grace. When grace is inspired, because grace definitely does inspire, I have come to understand that. So when the grace has inspired on a certain thing, on a certain relationship, that's it. You know, there ain't nothing you can do about it. It's because a certain thing, everything has its own time, and even grace has its own time. It can also expire. So in that case, I felt like the grace there has expired. I felt like, yeah, it was meant to be. It was part of it. You know, when God called them in, it did not mean that they were meant to do it forever. He appointed them for a part. I guess nobody really know the mind of God. Sometimes we don't, unless he reveals it to us. So he did not say, he may have said, separate me, Barnabas, Paul and Barnabas, to go and do the work, but it doesn't necessarily mean they will do it for the, you know, for the long run, or it will be forever and ever. It could just mean that separate me them to do this from the time that they were together to the time they had to split. God knew about it. Nothing catches God by surprise, but it's just us that we don't know. And unless God reveals it to us, we wouldn't know. And yeah. And just saying that now reminds me of an occasion. I remember someone trying to console another person. When God sends you on a ministry, when God sends you to do a mission, to do a work, he doesn't tell you all the ups and downs. A lot of the time, we don't know about the ups and downs. When he tells you, remember when he told, I think it was Abraham, you know, to go. Okay, we know that Abraham took his cousin. God didn't tell him to take his cousin Lot, but no one could foresee that there were going to be a fighting and they would separate and this and that. God never showed them that. He just told them, go. That's the kind of thing. Just go. So that's a lot of the time when we work with God sometimes, all we need, just need to go. He tells us to go, we go. Because at the end of the day, it's not so much about what happens in between. It's actually what happens in the end. That's the main focus, and that's what God is taking us to. That is where he's taking us to, and that's what he wants to do. He did not say that there won't be, you know, ups and downs along the way. He did not say that, but it is, however, that ups and down, it is needed for you to get to where you're going to. And this is so much resonating with me right now. I feel like I've almost spoken for a long time already, but this is so much resonating with me right now. I'll come to share more about it, my testimony, very soon. But you know, when God shows us certain things, just know that it's for an appointed time, you know, and it's for a particular time of grace. I guess that's what we're trying to say. And when that grace expires, the grace is expires. But that doesn't mean that's the end of it. Based on my pastor's preaching, there are so many things that you can do. You know, because sometimes it's good when grace expires, because then it's time for a new thing. So, for example, if you have a car, you know, you don't want to be driving that car forever. Even though as great and as beautiful and as wonderful and as nice that car is, you ain't going to have that car forever. You yourself, you will want a change. So at some point, that car will break down. And that's it. That's the grace of that car has expired. And at the end of the day, and you go and get a better car, that's a new grace for a new car. You see what I mean? So it's sometimes when grace expires, it's not a bad thing. It's probably for a good thing. Just in the case of Paul, and I mean, I don't know. Paul has to say his story for us to know. But he got to choose Silas. You know, Silas came with me. And that's what we heard about. Paul and Silas were in the prison. They prayed. And, you know, the prison shook. And they were free and things like that. So yeah, so there was that, you know. But we never heard of Barnabas after that. But who knows, Barnabas went somewhere as well, and he was still doing, who knows, we didn't hear of him, but I'm pretty sure he was still doing the work of God. It doesn't mean that because he has split with Paul, that's the end of it, you know. It was just meant to be. It was just the grace of them working together as inspired. I don't know, maybe at the end of the day, you know, maybe they had this beef. It may be, because I feel like it was a beef there, because you wanted this, I wanted that. You know, there will still be that, there will still be that tension there a little bit, you know, even if it's not that great, but there will still be that a little bit of tension. And there must have been a tension there, because it's like, I want to take John. And it's like, no, you can't take John, blah, 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 because it's this, because it's that. But you're like, yeah, I know, but I still want to take him. And it's like, no, you can't take him, you know. There would have been a tension there at some point, but I guess, and then for them to say, you know what, fine then, you go your way, I go my way. So there definitely must have been a tension there. So that goes to show that even men of God, highly anointed, whatever, they still have, you know, arguments, they still have tensions amongst themselves. We see it already in churches, you know, if you look closely, and we watch it on tellies and things like that as well. So yeah, but I'm very sure that even despite, yeah, they may have had their tensions and things like that, I'm sure that my members would have carried on doing the work of God. I mean, we did not hear of him again, but he must have continued, because it took him, John. But who knows what John, maybe John did end up quitting. And, you know, and then he had to work with someone else. But you know what, I'm pretty sure Barnabas still carried on doing the work, you know. That's all I'm going to say. I'm only assuming here. Okay. So yeah, that's that one. And I think I want to carry on, but I don't want to say too much. Another part that stood out to me in the story of Paul was when, like I said earlier, Paul and Silas were in the prison and they got free. I mean, the jail shook and then they were free and things like that. And then, you know, when the person I was watching saw that, I think he was about to kill himself, and then he told him, no, don't do that. And then the guy had to take him to his house. And then they got saved, and then his whole family got saved as well. And then he used, the funny thing was the fact that he used his citizenship as a right, you know. He used what he had, so he told them, I think they came to realize that he was a Roman, and then because of that, the people who have put him in jail, they felt they were afraid, because out there they put a Roman in jail, they were very, very afraid and they were scared. And then obviously they released them, but even Paul was now we call it shakara in our language. So he was being exercising his rights. Let me just say that, exercising his rights. And he said that, no, you can't just come and tell us to go free, you have to actually come and see us and walk us out, you know. And he was saying that how dare they come and just tell us quietly, oh, you can go, you know, without no one. No, he said, no, you have to come to us, you know, you have to come to us, lead us out in broad daylight, let them know that you have set us free. And escorted them out from jail. Oh my God. And then apologize to us as well. You have to come here, apologize to us as well, and escort, you know. And then and I even asked them to, and they came as well, and they apologized and escorted them out of jail. And it was just amazing, because and that's another thing, because just because you're trying to be, you know, sometimes people get confused. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you don't know your rights, okay? Doesn't mean that you can't speak up when you need to speak up. You don't know your rights. You know your rights, and you will exercise your rights. That is what is expected of us as children of God, okay? Don't say because you're a Christian you can't exercise your rights. If you're a prince, act like a prince. Let people know that you're a prince. Act, you know, that kind of a thing. I know they say, oh, humble and stuff like that. But when you know your rights, you know your rights. You walk on the authority and the rights and the power that God has given you. Paul was right there exercising his right, you know, and he was embracing, you know. And also another thing I took out from there is father. Despite the father, he embraced his roots, okay? I mean, even though his story was not great, he still, you will know when you get further on into the chapter, into the book itself, he talked about his story, you know. He talked about how the things that he's done, he owned up to his background, he owned up to his story, he owned up to his roots. And that's another thing I liked about him. And he knew his rights. He knew, you know, when it's time for you, that's the thing, when it's time for you to speak up as a child of God, go on and speak up, okay? Don't let anyone silence you. So also, when God's telling you to be silent, also be silent. It's not every time we have to speak up. It's just choosing our moment, and just choosing that moment. In some cases like that, Paul would have just gone and, but it was like, no, I am not. You have to come here, apologize to me, and, you know, walk me, escort me. And they did exactly that, you know. And sometimes that's what we've got to do as a child of God. We've got to own up to our rights and stand up and speak out, you know. And that's something else I've taken out from the story of Paul. There's so much more I want to share right now, but I don't want to go on too long. I don't want to go on for too long. And I think this is where I'm going to leave it for today. I hope you guys have learned something from this. I'm going to carry on again, maybe the week after or something, in the next couple of episodes. I will carry on again on the story of Paul. There's so much. So, like, I hope you guys can see how relatable this story is. So relatable. And like many other stories in the Bible, you know, not just that. But yeah, anyways, I'm gonna leave it here today. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I hope you have learned something from this. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you again next time on another episode. Bye guys.